Stop 4, Stonewall and Birch Grove.
Across from the bench is the same historic stone wall we observed in the distance at the prior stop. It has likely been here for 150 years or more. Feel the rocks, which may feel cool if they are shaded from the sun, and smooth. Notice that the width of this stone wall is a single rock thick, again indicating pasture as the past agricultural land use. Many of the rocks in this stone wall are covered with light green lichen, which is not very easy to feel because it is so tightly bound to the rock surface. There is also some darker green moss that feels soft and fuzzy. Lichens are an example of an interesting type of relationship between organisms called a mutualism. In a mutualism, both species benefit. In a lichen, a fungus provides a surface on which a blue-green algae can take hold and grow. The algae produces sugars through photosynthesis, which provides the fungus with nutrition. There are other types of associations between organisms in which one species benefits while the other is harmed. Parasites are an example. There are also associations where one species benefits and the other neither benefits nor is harmed. Can you think of an example? Hint: where do many birds lay their eggs and raise their young? If you guessed a bird's nest situated in a tree, you are correct. Some birds will nest high in a tree for safety, but the tree is not harmed and does not benefit by the presence of a nest. Behind the stone wall is a grove of white and gray birch that was planted here many years ago. Continuing on toward stop 5, go 43 feet and notice that the trail passes through the stone wall. From that point, go another 130 feet to a large tree on the left. Stop 5.